From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Emergency crews in Austin, Texas, have pulled two bodies from the wreckage of a plane crash at a building housing an IRS office. The pilot has been identified as 53-year-old Joseph Stack, an unemployed software engineer who allegedly was angry with the government. Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo says there is no way to rationalize what happened.
Street criminals commit terror every day in our streets, in our neighborhoods. So whether I'll let you choose what you want to call it. I call it a cowardly, potentially criminal act, and there's no excuse for it.
Two bodies were recovered from the scene, one of them presumed to be the pilot's. An IRS worker was missing. The FBI has joined the investigation into the incident. Astronauts aboard Endeavour have closed the space shuttle's hatches ahead of today's undocking from the International Space Station. The space station was also sealed after all 11 space travelers held a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday for a newly installed room and observatory. The shuttle is scheduled to return to Earth on Sunday. The United Nations has launched its biggest ever appeal in response to a natural disaster. It says it needs more than $1.4 billion for the victims of the earthquake in Haiti. The BBC's Barbara Plett has this report.
The short-term priorities are emergency shelter and sanitation facilities, which are becoming more urgent as the rainy season approaches. The UN says more than 1 million Haitians still need both. The money will also continue to fund food distribution for the rest of the year. But beyond relief, UN officials say funds will be used for early recovery, such as steps to revive agriculture, provide telecommunications, and build up a cash for work program. This is the largest appeal the UN has made for a natural disaster. It builds on a previous request, and almost half the money has already been pledged.
The BBC's Barbara Plett. The delayed men's alpine skiing competition resumes today at the Winter Olympics. The weather that caused delays in Whistler, British Columbia, has cleared. But there's still some concern about the condition of the course. From Whistler, NPR's Howard Berkus has the story.
Event number two in men's alpine skiing is the Super G, which uses a course shorter than a downhill and with gates closer together. It combines downhill speed with technical turns. The course has had several clear days and cold nights, and some skiers were out on it Thursday. American Ted Ligety called the course horrible in a Twitter posting. It's going to be a nasty race, he said. A late morning start has some concern the course will soften by the time skiers race. Crews have injected the course with water, which then freezes and helps keep the run solid and consistent. They promise it'll be ready. Swiss skier Didier Couche is the favorite. Ligety and fellow American Bodie Miller are also competing. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Whistler.
You're listening to NPR News. The Obama administration has announced a $1.25 billion settlement with black farmers in a long-standing racial discrimination lawsuit against the Department of Agriculture. NPR's Kathy Lohr has the story.
Black farmers brought a lawsuit against the USDA more than a decade ago, alleging they were discriminated against because they were unfairly denied farm loans and disaster aid. The Obama administration has made the issue a priority, but Congress still must approve funding for the settlement. This would be the second round of damages for black farmers, as thousands were not paid from the $100 million original settlement back in 1999. Some were denied benefits, and others missed the filing deadline. The new agreement calls for a claims process that allows farmers to receive as much as $50,000 plus additional debt relief. The USDA will also place a moratorium on farm foreclosures until the claims are completed. If funding is approved, payments to farmers could begin as soon as next year. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
The Los Angeles City Council has voted to eliminate 3,000 additional jobs by July 1st. That's on top of the 1,000 job cuts already ordered by Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. The latest move comes after the credit rating agency Moody's Investors Service put the debt-ridden city on its negative watch list. Los Angeles officials say some municipal jobs may be transferred to other departments that do not drain the general fund. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues is down 212 points at 10,123. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.